Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, you weren't lying yesterday when Jay Binkley spent 10 minutes on Mountain Dew, because I'm reading the text line from 12 hours ago. Bink, did you know Mountain Dew was originally made to be a chaser for liquor?
It was? Really?
It says, Mountain Dew will rot your blank off.
Yeah, it will. Yep.
It rhymes with never mind. So, because he was talking to us about it. Binkley, like, crashed our post-production meeting yesterday to let us know about random stats.
Yeah, he was here 7 hours before he needed to be on air yesterday. I'm sure he's going to be rolling in right about now because he's doing the show again this afternoon. So,
I hope.
You know.
And it's an early off.
It is today. Yeah, they play in Baltimore this weekend. So you got, a 5 o'clock start for Vern today. And so Binkley's off after only a couple hours today. And I'm sure he'll have some Mountain Dew conversation. Today is actually a big day on the Jay Binkley calendar. I don't know if you know this or not. Today is National Lunch Hero Day, where you're supposed to salute all the lunch ladies at school. And you know, that's who Binkley was friends with in high school. We were all the lunch ladies, of course, because they give him a little extra on the ravioli, a little extra on the manicotti, a little extra on the taco bar, a little extra government cheese, maybe right there.
Manicotti in high school.
Oh, we had that. Yeah, that was a staple. Okay. That was a staple of high school. Yeah. It was awful. And since then, I've never eaten manicotti and won't eat manicotti ever again. I mean, you know, it's just noodles rolled in that ricotta cheese, but it was always never any good from
the
cafeteria.
I made them extra sloppy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Chill extra sloppy. You're scaring us.
I was going to tell Mac to pull that, but Spectre doesn't let us play real music, so we can't play Lunch Lady Land from Adam Sandler, I don't think, but we can sing it if you want us to, so that can be the, 10 to 2, Sloppy Joe's, Sloppy Joe's, that's what Binkley used to like, extra sloppy on top and whatnot, so salute your lunch lady today. If you're going to school, make sure you pull over and say thank you, Rita, for going out there and scratching that mole and giving us some extra cheese on our hot dog today.
Her first name's Marg.
Marg?
Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm trying to think, lunch ladies. We had one. So, like, in our high school at Blue Springs, you could go through, like, the standard lunch, which was always, like, hit or miss. You always went on chicken nugget day or whatever. Mm. And then there was, like, the like, spoiled side where there's, like, chicken strips, spicy chicken sandwiches, Bosco sticks.
Oh, Bosco sticks were goated.
Insane.
Yes.
That's like the thing that they buy, and that's it right now. Like, the kids bring their lunch now. There's like microwaves all over the school, apparently. We never had a microwave in school where you could warm up your lunch. They're bringing gourmet meals to school these days.
I feel like that trend started like either my senior year or like slightly after, Because if you were like a teacher's aide, like certain teachers were known to have a microwave.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So like when I was an aide for Miss Senorita Buchanan, one of the best people in the world, beautiful lady. How you doing? She would like go to lunch, but she'd have like Tupperware. She's like, I'm going to go over to like so-and-so's room and heat up my lunch. I'm like, okay, see you later. I'm going to just sit here, I guess. And then I would go wander the hallways. But like, yeah, like a lot of people would do that. Like from what I heard is you bring leftovers and use a microwave.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, all the time now.
Just make a sandwich and take chips.
Absolutely.
And wrap a soda in aluminum foil.
Yeah, right? And if you put the ice on your sandwich, then your bread may be a little wet. And it was always awful, and you didn't know if the dog peed on it or not. So that was the deal.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich and just bleeding through the bread.
Yeah, bleeding through the bread. Yeah, you smack it on your face and wave the Christie Brinkley and enjoy your day. Mm. But, I mean, it to me, it's just, you know, it's just changed so much from the old school lunch days, man. It was like tuna fish, hot dog, and, peanut butter and jelly. And that
never
was
had tuna fish.
And then you had your special. One day it was pizza. Then there was chicken nuggets. One day it was this. One day it was that. Tuna was always fine. I mean, it was, whatever.
Oof, that's a tough
I mean, you're there and, whatever. You ate
it's
it back
school,
then, right?
Yeah.
School
you
lunch,
just, yep,
right?
Exactly.
Everything was government cheese, government peanut butter, and government tuna. And now I guess they have, gourmet meals at the cafeteria. And they're still bringing their own lunch to school. I hope nobody brings fish.
I had a lunch lady who was also a crossing guard at Leewood Elementary. And her name was Mrs. Oldie.
Mrs. Oldie?
So sweet. Mrs. Oldie.
Is she hot?
She was not. She was old.
Okay. Mrs. Oldie, is she still around?
Probably not. It's okay.
So she crossing guard after school, then lunch lady during school.
Luckily, during
that.
School.
That's a great role. You know, the crossing guard thing is interesting to me because I don't think that they have enough crossing guards because I look at my kids' school. Some days the crossing guard is there. Some days there's no crossing guard there.
For sure.
So I don't know what they pay, to do that job. But hell, for 2 hours, I may stand out there with a stop sign. What do I care, right? And she parks on like everybody's front lawn too when she is there because she's the crossing guard. So she parks up on the sidewalk.
Can't tell me what to do.
That's right. I'm the crossing guard lady. I got a stop sign.
We had a lady that would do taco salads, and she had it was just literally chili, nacho cheese, and then lettuce, sour cream.
That's it.
Nice.
And that was all it was.
Heck yeah.
She'd have the little ladle of cheese, and she'd always
Did you say tomato?
You could, I guess.
You could, but the kids aren't eating tomato.
No, we just put chili, then you put like the fake nacho cheese, and she always say, a little more?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yes, please. Yes, please. She's like, thank you for being kind. And I would just walk off and I'd just eat slop.
Yeah. It was great. it was fantastic. It's a taco salad. But the lunch ladies are the people you need to be the nicest to. They will take care of you at the end of the day. The lunch ladies, the janitors, all those folks who are the behind the scenes people, if you will, at the school, make sure you thank them today, especially the lunch ladies who are out there slinging hash for everybody.
The janitors.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. The janitors, too. Yeah. Because I remember the janitors were like our best friends because we played at the school all the time and balls would go on the roof because we lived across the street from the school. So you'd butter up Chet, and he'd go up there, and that was his name, Chet Puco. He'd go up there on the roof, and he'd get the balls. And we finally figured out how to get up on the roof, where we didn't need Chet if it was on a Saturday. You went up on the freezer. There were these long barricades, like they were made out of like telephone pole wood, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And they so you couldn't drive into the
wood.
But it was like telephone poles, like. Big poles, right? I'm trying to explain what
Ryan
they look
poles.
Like, right? Like these big pieces of wood. So you could get up on top and stand on them. And then the ice box thing, big walk-in, had like a little tiny pipe off the back. You get 1 foot up on that, you were up on top on top of the walk-in freezer, and then you could get onto the roof. And so we would eventually figure out how to do that. We didn't need them as much, but I mean, we played ball there all the time, and tennis balls would be on the roof, all kinds of stuff that we were doing, always on the roof. You butter up the janitor, they're taking care of everything for you.
We always tried to go up to the roof, but our janitor, Bill, that was his name, he wouldn't let us go up there because one time we went up there, we could have sworn there was like a dead skunk, but we couldn't find it. And he's like, I'll get up there and find it. We knew what was up there. Like, all right.
Bill's like, I'll take care of it.
So we came down and was like, it smells like a skunk's up there, Bill. We couldn't find it. He's like, oh, let me get up there real quick.
I'll smoke it out.
Yeah. It'll show itself. Be ready when it comes back down.
But like those janitors, man, I tell you what, they were cleaning up puke and all that kind of stuff for the kids and whatnot. Yeah. Like that is a selfless job right there, man. So thank the janitors and the lunch ladies and all those important people. But the janitors, they knew where all the bodies were buried, man. If you needed anything, you went down to the custodian and they took care of it, man. Hey, I need some help here, okay? And I need to burn a dart. And all the teachers would start smoking in the janitor's room back in the day.
Hell yeah. Did you peep the blinds last night?
I did. I watched some basketball last night. I didn't even turn baseball on last night. Well, the Yankees weren't playing. The Royals weren't playing. Gotcha. There's really no reason to. So went out to a nice, lovely meal with my wife.
Nice.
Last night, got home about the second quarter of that game. And I was pretty much locked in the entire time. And it was a fantastic game. And now now what we have is the Celtics and Knicks, which is great. And if you're not an NBA fan, and which I'm not, this is one, like, even if you're not an NBA fan, this is a sports series you watch.
Yes.
I mean, this is old school type stuff. This is the first time, since 1984, and Lionel Richie was dancing on the ceiling, that these two teams have played outside of the first round of the playoffs. My
Dodgers,
God.
Giants.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But to a different extent. Like, have the Dodgers and Giants ever played in the postseason in our lifetime? Have they? I can't remember. Like 88,
well,
maybe
the Giants
they did,
won like three World Series.
But did they play the Dodgers?
I bet at least once.
I don't know if they did or not. I don't remember the last time. Look,
Bobby Thompson hit a home run.
I'm not joking. Like, I don't know that. When was the last time
the Dodgers and Giants faced each other in 2021 NL Division Series? Dodgers won 3-2.
Okay, so they did recently. But when was the last time before that?
Yeah, and then before that.
Yeah, like, I feel like 88. Did they play in 88? No, they couldn't have, because the playoffs weren't that long in 1988. They were just,
was that Gibson's year off of Eckersley?
Yeah, I'm trying to think who the Dodgers beat. Oh, they beat the Mets that year in the NLCS and went on to the World Series.
Hell of a run in the late 80s.
Well, they did, and if it wasn't for the cocaine, the Mets and Giants, the football Giants, probably would have had a lot more championships than they did. The cocaine ruined, like, you know, Strawberry and Gooden and Lawrence Taylor and all those guys.
It enhanced the Dallas Cowboys.
It really did. They did a nice job with it. Yeah.
They had never faced each other in the postseason until 2021.
So that's the only time. Okay. I knew there was something there. Like,
131-year history of rivalry, not until 2021. That's crazy.
And that's the only and last time that they faced off in the postseason. That almost
to a point where no one saw it.
I don't remember that series.
Because 2021 was still kind of COVID-ish?
It was afterwards. Yeah. Like, they were selling every other seat, I think, at that point in time. And
how
we were still
ironic.
Wearing masks and whatnot.
But anyways, you're locked into this series now.
This one is big now, because it matters. And it it's the postseason, and it's a historic rivalry. And I think it's a good national rivalry. Like, you can get behind Boston versus New York. You know, you can hate one city, you don't like the other.
You can hate them both and enjoy
it. Yeah, absolutely. And just watch, you know, basketball. And what, this is not a basketball series. This is I think this is more of a pop culture series, if you will, because of how big both of these teams are. And I'm thinking about it again last night. Like, I'm not a basketball fan, and I was a fringe Knicks fan growing up, but there's just something special about the Knicks winning in the NBA, and it just makes things better. Like, Brunson hit that shot, I jumped out of my seat, I'm outside, and I'm yelling, yes! And I'm texting my buddy.
Not a basketball fan.
Not a basketball fan.
But
it's the moment, it's the greatness, and this is why we need more things like this in sports matter, like the Masters, right? I'm not a golf fan, but hell, we're all cheering for Rory that day, right? And who's watched golf since, Mac? I know you have. Mac, have you? One time at band camp? You know, does he even get that reference?
I don't know. He does.
You do?
I think so, yeah.
You've seen American Pie, haven't you?
Yeah, American Pie.
Oh, you have seen American Pie?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you did.
I watched it. She does with the flute.
No, I watched I was watching it.
So he hasn't seen American Pie.
I was watching Informative Years. I was looking at it.
I was saying, because I've dropped the "we'll just tell your mother we made it all" line like four or five times. And
yeah, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, no.
You don't get that. We'll just tell your mother we ate it?
We are in May.
You better watch American Pie.
American Pie this weekend.
Yeah, watch American Pie this weekend, please.
And definitely watch it with your fiance.
Yeah. I guarantee you she hasn't seen it.
And then you'll know who Jennifer Coolidge is now.
Now you'll know. Yes. And now you'll get the connection and why they have to basically say her name is Jennifer Coolidge, because nobody knows who that is other than Stifler's mother.
Yeah.
And so when you're doing the audio recordings of it, hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge, because literally nobody knows who she is. And then White Lotus has come on, obviously.
Of course,
and then you'll really relate to Paul Finch, because you remind me of Paul Finch.
I think he looks like him, too. No, he does. No, I think that's right.
You're going to watch it like, this geek?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
The guy that has to leave school to take dumps?
Yeah. No, that is true. Yeah, Mac. I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. But he also hooked up with Stifler's mom. So, that is a big time win. Did you ever hook up with your friend's mother?
No, not yet.
Me neither.
Not yet.
but I'm working on it.
Man, that's a really good threesome. Well, you are of that age now, Dusty. It's no longer about the sisters of your friends. It's now about your divorced mother friends. I mean, seriously, you see the pendulum swing back to where
you think I'm really trying to work out at Legacy on a Saturday at 10?
No.
hey, I think your kid's soccer ball rolled over here.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. You know, but I've noticed the pendulum swinging where it's like you're you know, it's like, oh, older sisters or, you know, whatever. And now it's like, hey, mom, MILF, hey, how you doing? Right? Like, yeah, I mean, you can see the whole pendulum swing. I think it's about when you're right about your age, you start to notice the other moms and you're like, oh, look at that woman walking into school with their child.
Yeah, because now the other ones are like, ew, you're old. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, that, see, you're in that kind of phase right now. Like, you're a creeper at the bar, but you're also a little bit too young for the divorced moms, you know?
I don't know if I'm a creeper at the bar.
How you doing, ladies? Dude, you could be like our older uncle, man. Like, it's time for you to move on. All right.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, and apparently still a frat boy.
How about Jalen Brunson, though, with that shot last night, man? Talk about the size of the stones on that dude for hitting that shot with 4 seconds left, you know, in that game. Knicks wanted to give that thing away. But like I said, I'm not a huge basketball fan, and I know I'm talking to a lot of people who aren't huge basketball fans. Do yourself a favor and get invested in the Knicks and Celtics. It may be a quick series. The Knicks got their ass kicked all regular season. But again, that doesn't matter because these guys don't try in the regular season. And then the playoffs start. That's, again, why we need more of these type events. How can we do more of USA versus the world or, you know, stuff that matters and get more of these meaningful games? Because, you know, it's fun for the fans when the players are invested in it. And I think that's why I was so captivated kind of in this game last night, is because the players wanted it so bad. And it's fun to see the players actually go out there and want it as much as the fans do.
Brunson takes a peek at the clock.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Thompson digging in defensively. 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime. Launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it. Knicks lead by 3. The Brunson burner ignited.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.